أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولسانا وشفتين. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained of His great ni'mat which He has bestowed man with. Besides the great deeni ni'mat which Allah has given us, Iman, Islam, Akhirat, Jannat, inshallah, and to save us from Jahannam, these are great, great blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. However, physically and materially also, Allah has blessed us with great ni'mats. Amongst them, in a hadith of Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says that doesn't man see that I've made his eyes for him. And this is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And together with the eyes, Allah Ta'ala has made the eyelid also. And that is also a great ni'mat. A little bit we tried to explain yesterday, and it has connection with the ayat before also, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, when He has made eyes, what are His eyes? How does Allah Ta'ala look? Of course, Allah Ta'ala hasn't got eyes like ours, but the eyes of Allah that is watching everyone. And as it comes in the advices of Luqman alayhi salam, that even if something is in the very, very depth of a rock, whether it is in the skies, whether it is in the earth, deep down in the oceans, Allah Ta'ala sees it all the time. So what are the great eyes, the looking of Allah Ta'ala? And with the ayats that are coming in front, that with these eyes, Allah Ta'ala says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We have shown man both the paths, the path of righteousness and the path of wrong also. So use your eyes to see the path of righteousness. Don't go and follow in the path of wrong which will lead to Jahannam. Save yourself from that. Yeah, now in this ayat, another great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah refers to وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ or زُبَان or دو هونت. And that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made for us a tongue and two lips. This is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And in that same hadith, a Qudsi hadith in which Allah Ta'ala speaks, which we were quoting yesterday, that Allah says, I made eyes for you, see what is right. And when wrong comes, just pull your shutters over, your eyelid, and don't look at the wrong. In a very similar way, we have made a tongue for you. Where is the ability of speech in the tongue? The tongue is just one piece of meat, that's all. Where has it got the ability of speech? It is only from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And with this tongue also, only speak what is right. Yeah, also, you can speak what is wrong also, and you can speak what is right. And to control the tongue, Allah Ta'ala says, we made your mouth also, we made your lips also. Just join your two lips and you won't speak a word. So when you are angry, when you want to utter terrible things, you want to swear, you want to accuse, you want to humiliate somebody, just put the lock on, just join the two lips, and now nothing will come out. And that very same tongue, you want to read Quran Sharif now. Then open the lock up and start reading Quran Sharif. And this is also a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And nobody can fathom this great ni'mat of Allah. Just by way of example, one person from Pakistan, it was most probably, he had some illness, some problems. So he went for treatment to Europe or America, wherever he went. And when he returned, he informed his family people. When he came out from the airport, then he was on a wheelchair. And he made a sign with his hands greeting all the people. So they greeted back. He couldn't speak, so he used his hands to make a sign. After that, with his thumb and his hand, he made a sign that I want something to drink. He pushed his hand like this, so they understood he wants water. So they brought water for him. He took out a tablet from his pocket and he drank that water. And then he started speaking to them. And he told them, see, that when I left here, you all know that I could speak. But now, whatever the treatment or more disease came, illness, and now I can't speak also. And now I have this tablet, and when I put that tablet, I drink that tablet, then and what happens? All, why can't I speak? I can't eat also, because the saliva in my mouth has gone dry. My mouth doesn't make that saliva, that spit. So now I can't eat also. My tongue, without saliva in the mouth, a person can't eat. He can't digest that food. The food won't get digested. And normally spit, saliva, we take it out in the basin and we don't want to see it also. We spit it out. Or we spit it out on the ground. We regard it as a very bad and low thing. If we want to really insult and humiliate somebody, we will spit in his face. Or looking at him, we'll spit on the ground, which is a great disgrace and humiliation for that person. So this is what that spit is. But without it, we can't talk a word. We can't eat food. We can't digest the food. And he said that tablet cost $50 in those days. And it lasts only for 15 minutes. 15 minutes I can eat, I can speak, and after that I can't. Now for just to speak and eat for 15 minutes, $50 in those days. And if you work it out for 24 hours, it will be about $5,000 it will cost. And this we Allah is giving it to us free of charge. Even the poorest person, the most ignorant jahil person, the most biggest sinner also, Allah is giving it free of charge. So Allah says, think of these ni'mats of mine. What a great ni'mat it is just to have the tongue and then to the spit in the mouth. The tongue and all the other details, the ability of speech, the tongue is just the flesh. What can it speak? It is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And on Qiyamah Day, every part of the body will speak. And it will give an account of all that was done with it. How many sajdas we made, how many rukus we made, and also how many gunas we made. Every part of the body, the eyes, the tongue, the legs, hands, everything will speak and give an account. So this is also a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah made the mouth also to control the tongue. Allah made the lips also to control the tongue. Allah made the teeth also. All the 32 teeth that we have in the mouth, they are also to control the tongue. And there are different types of teeth. We have the molars, we have the canines, we have all the different categories of teeth. This is just like a riot squad, which a government has. In the case of a riot, then a special police force is called in. And they have got different weapons to in order to control the situation. So the worst riot is of the tongue. All these riots which take place starts with the tongue. When the tongue speaks, so to control the tongue, Allah has put a riot squad, a squad also. All these teeth. Sometimes when we bite our tongue by mistake, we know how much it pains. So these teeth are to control the tongue. Then the two jaws are like the two regiments of the army. When the riot squad also can't control the situation and can't contain the situation, then the army is called in now. So for the tongue, Allah has brought the army also in. Allah has brought the riot squad also. When it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person says one word with his tongue, a wrong word, and he keeps on falling into Jahannam deeper and deeper. He just carries on. So, and Jahannam is so fast, he'll just keep on falling. On the other hand, with the same tongue, a person says a good word. And in these days, for example, the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And this should be a reminder for us that we read this kalima in abundance during these days. And he says a good word, and he takes him up into Jannat, and there is no limit to where he goes up also. So all this is on account of the tongue. The tongue, there is much more details about it, and we should acquaint ourselves. We using the tongue all the time, but we don't think what a great ni'mat it is of Allah Ta'ala, or it can be such a terrible azab if it is used wrongly also. It is this tongue that utters the three talaqs. And then a person is destroyed for life. His children are destroyed. The two families are destroyed. The tongue is worse than if you're pulling the trigger on the gun. And you kill a person. But with the tongue, much more worse things happen. So the tongue is also a great ni'mat of Allah, and if it is used in the wrong way, it is a great azab also. So we have to learn what this ni'mat is and how to use it and how to control it. We are all very much in need of it. At the same time, we should not forget these Mubarak days are such, and the night, that every night's ibadat is equal to the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. We cannot imagine what is the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. We have got these 9 nights. Whatever ibadat we can do, we'll get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wah.